don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we are broadcasting from a hot tub. We are live and we are near the water. Yes, and the water is bubbling over. This is a very special day because we are celebrating the birthday of two industry icons in the dive industry. Of course, I'm talking about Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine and Neil Watson, the dive god. Yes, they are both here in the flesh with their tootsies in the hot tub. By the end of the show, I'm sure they'll be fully involved, or I don't know what's the proper
immersed.
Yes, in Neil Watson's hot tub as we prepare for the festivities this evening. So this is kind of like a preview to the party of all parties as we celebrate the birth of these two industry
pre party before the party and the after party.
Yeah, exactly, something like that.
Yes.
Now, the only time I've ever broadcast from somebody's house, let alone their hot tub, is here with Neil Watson.
This is not a house. This is my three-bedroom bar.
Three-bedroom this is the love shack. Exactly. Yeah, when he turned 60, we were here because he had a big an event. 65, we were here for that one. And here we are for number 70. And joining...
Nice.
Yes, it is. It always is. And joining him is Jerry Beatty. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm having deja vu.
I tell you, flashback city.
Yeah.
Jesus. The only difference is your hair keeps turning gray and mine keeps turning loose.
But that's okay. Now, also, we have Mermaid Tony with us. Mermaid, say hi, or eek, or what do you go?
Eek.
Yeah, how do mermaids, well, they talk like that. How are you?
They talk like dolphins.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so this is her first industry event on. You've never done anything remotely close to this, have you?
No, I have not.
No, but we have Mermaid Tony here, ready to enter the hot tub for the afternoon festivities.
Yeah,
and we'll get the jets going and the whole thing. It's just going to be. You never know what's going to happen on a show like this because we're going to kick back, relax in the hot tub, share a few dive stories. I mean, these guys, literally diving legends. Both Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine has more stories than we could ever fit in a two-hour episode of Scuba Radio. Neil Watson has more stories than we could fit in an entire year of Scuba Radio. But we'll try to... Yeah, fire up those jets. Whoa, wait, something happened. We got to work on those bubbles there, Neil. But yeah, it's going to be a fun show. I have no doubt about it. And we have a lot of people from the dive industry coming in to show their respects, to hang out with the crew, hang with the dive god and Jerry Beatty. And
we got Bruce and Peggy Purdy. We got Captain Gomez, Walt DeMartini,
inside joke on that one.
Crazy Man Slate is bringing what's left of his damaged hands and face from feeding
Captain
barracudas
Slate.
Over, and Stuart Cove is somewhere en route. You know, they're without GPSs, they can't find anything. But they'll get here. They'll get here.
They'll get here eventually. And you know, we're capturing the whole event on film, camera, and video, you know, so they can arrest us later. But we'll enjoy ourselves this afternoon, and you can chime in at 888-88-SCUBA. Wish Jerry and Neil a happy birthday and that kind of thing. I think we might have a few surprises in that regard. Matter of fact, I got Bill, the producer, back in our studio in Orlando. He's not in a hot tub, but he's near a sink. Or is it a toilet, Bill? I don't know. Which one is it?
Well, I have one of each.
Okay.
Which one would you like me to be closest to?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking you. Which one are you closest to? And is are you, like, you know, filling the tank up with water, or are you flushing the toilet so you just feel more connected with us? There we go. Nice. All right, and feel free to do that at home, too, if that will help you set the mood for your listening pleasure. Now, we are going to have a lot of people call in and talk to. Did we get Jeff on the line? Is he standing by there, Bill, or what?
Well, here's what happened. He said, Bill who?
Yeah, well, of course he said
called,
that.
So, yeah. Actually, he's in a meeting. They're having some planning meeting right now for the event that will be tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he's going to call as soon as he gets out of that meeting.
Got it. All right. Well, we're talking about Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, good friend of Neil and Jerry's as well. And Jerry knows this because he was on Jeff's dive boat the other day. They're preparing for an underwater scooter race this weekend. And we have some folks that are going to represent Scuba Radio as far as a race team, but they're literally racing around a wreck down here in Fort Lauderdale. It's the Rec Racing League. It's the wackiest thing you've ever seen. The videos will blow your mind, but they're doing an event Sunday. I can't attend because we're heading to Grenada. You know, sometimes you got to make sacrifices and that kind of thing. So we're doing what we have to do by going to Grenada and doing our thing. However, Jeff is preparing for this event. You'll hear about it a little bit later on. I know he wants to chime in and join this. Who knows? Maybe can we grab a scooter and just go through your hot tub and pool here?
Hey, go for it. Absolutely. Yeah. Be careful. You know what's in there. But
well, they, no, wait a minute. I thought
let me pour another gallon of chlorine in there for anybody.
Yeah, he shocked it. But yeah, I think it's safe. But yeah,
if that jacuzzi could talk, we could do a reality show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. There's certain things we can't talk about on the air today, I guess, right?
That's your call, man.
Well, okay,
it's your show.
Right.
It's your show.
I've got nothing to lose. FCC ain't going to shut me down.
This is true. All right. Well, let me think about that one. I'm going to have to, I have to mull that one over as we, maybe after I relax after, after soaking.
The margarita machine and the pina colada machine is almost frozen. So
yes. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Next hour or two, it'll be good to go.
Right.
Well, Neil, first, let me just say to both of you guys, happy birthday.
Thank you, Greg. It's
kind of wild because, you know, it's their birthday, but they're putting on one of the biggest events I have ever seen. You guys are doing all the work. That's not how it's supposed to be, is it?
We're both going to have to get raises to pay for this.
Yeah. I had to mortgage the house.
Yeah, but it is. It's a cool event. And, I mean, literally, this is almost like a DEMA show because everybody who's anybody in the dive industry is coming out this weekend.
The difference between this and the parties past is the parties past planning was a Costco's run for some chicken wings and salsa and chips and crap and maybe for the VIPs, you know, a Publix party platter, but I have this Brazilian executive chef in my life.
Yes.
And she will not stand for that. So this thing is going to be so over the top with goodies, and she's got some beautiful friends of hers helping out.
I think we found some new mermaids.
I think we might do some recruiting.
Think
so. I think that's mermaid talent for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, now quit that. Now, it is. Hilza is quite the chef, and she's your better half these days.
Yes.
She is rolling out the red carpet for everybody. And are we allowed to say who she's like catered for? Or is that like against the law kind of thing?
No. Oh, Barton G's restaurant in Miami, very famous restaurant in Miami.
Yeah.
Plus,
she's had some presidential folks.
The Versace Mansion, which is now Villas by Barton, and the Prelude, which is the Performing Arts Center down in Miami.
But there's been some presidential events catered
and
things.
She's a corporate chef, and her big boss Ted's coming tonight. He's a really cool guy. Everybody's going to get to meet him.
Excellent.
And
well,
he's helped a little with this function.
Well, just from what I'm seeing so far, as they prepare for tonight's festivities, it's definitely being kicked up a notch.
It's all far too good for us.
I don't know about that. You never could do too much for you two.
We're going to owe her. You know,
big
Neil.
Time. Big. The payback is going to be.
Forget about the cost or the money. It's a payback to Hilton.
Payback is.
Yes.
Brutal.
Well. You guys, honestly, you deserve it, and that's why everybody comes to these events. You guys literally are diving icons. You know everybody and anybody. Neil was probably one of our first guests and biggest supporters of Scuba Radio, and we've become good friends over the years, and I'm honored to have you one.
It's a pleasure. I mean, number one, I thought Jerry would never see 60, much less me 70. I'm surprised they're not wheeling us around drooling.
Well, last night.
Yeah, Yeah. Later tonight, they'll probably be wheeling us around drooling.
This could happen. But Neil, let's just refresh everybody's memory on just some of the things. Now, I keep mentioning when I have you on every once in a while that, you know, of course, they know your name, but we don't bring this up enough about some of your accomplishments. 4 world records. Just run through them just real quick, right?
Yeah, let's see. I have the world's depth record for scuba on air, which is 437 feet.
Nice.
And 1 inch.
And 1 inch.
I have the underwater distance record, which I swam from Isla Mirada to Miami, which is 66 miles nonstop without surfacing and like 19 and a half hours. And actually, I broke the depth record 6 times before I did it officially, and I broke the distance record twice, and I also have some flying records. If anybody knows what a Benson gyrocopter, it looks like a flying lawn chair, and I flew one of those from West Palm Beach to the Bahamas for the distance, the duration, and the overwater record,
which got him arrested.
Yeah, and I have some records that I'm not really all that proud of. I have some karate records. I broke 12 inches of concrete on fire with my head. Everybody says, what order did you do that before the depth record or after? Trying to figure out, you know, what made me the craziest, you know.
And the jury's still out, or do you even remember?
I had a concussion, set my hair on fire, but boy, I impressed some people.
Hey, I'm impressed.
You know, it's like, The fact that I can hide my own Easter eggs isn't being 70. It's busting crap with my head and doing depth records.
Well, see, this is what you have to look forward to when you turn 70, I guess. If you can, I'll tell you what, Neil has the life of a 30-year-old, if that. 20. I'm going to go 20. Right.
Well, you know, I'm telling everybody, you know, I'm actually 10 in dog years, so...
Yes, his dog's name Mako. How appropriate. Yeah, he's the dive god. He did a lot of the pioneering of diving in the Bahamas. So that's Neil's story for sure. We got to talk about Jerry's. How many world records? Yeah.
Oh, the only record I've got is I've lived this long without Neil killing me. some of the stuff we do.
No fault for trying, kind of thing.
Yeah, no fault.
Yeah, well, a lot of our joint records were accomplished far from any dive boat.
Yeah, I hear you. Absolutely.
Whole water period.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, we got a lot to cover here on this very special event. Mermaid Tony's here. She's going to be sporting a brand new blue mermaid tail. And by the end of the show, maybe Jerry and Neil will be too.
Yeah. We want mermaids, not orcas.
Okay. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Steve. I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We're hanging out at Neil Watson's house today at his hot tub. And you're listening and you go, what? What the heck are you doing, Greg? Well, we're celebrating the birthday of a diving legend and his friend, Neil Watson, and Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine are celebrating birthdays this weekend, and they're throwing a huge event tonight. And basically, we're here to kind of celebrate, be part of the festivities. Tomorrow, we actually head to Grenada. You'll hear a little bit about that a little later on the show, but it's quite an event. We got to talk to Jerry in just a bit, but I believe we have a guest standing by, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters, better known as Captain Cocktail, is preparing for an underwater scooter race. And he sounds like he's standing by. What is he doing? What's going on over there? Is he listening?
Hey, Greg, can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear all this talking in the background. Are you preparing for your underwater scooter race?
I got a group here that wants to say hello to you.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
How about that, huh?
I like it. Dan,
I got a
bad.
Bunch of crazy racers with me right now.
Crazy, okay.
We're out practicing earlier today, and they're calling you out. They say they want you in the next race.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting next to a mermaid in a hot tub, so sorry, guys.
He's sitting next to a mermaid in a hot tub, so I don't know. That's going to happen.
I win, you lose. Simple as that.
We want to get Jerry Beatty and Neil in the senior class next year.
Oh,
look out, Jeff. Look out.
Yes, I don't know. Hey, what are you guys, you up for that?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, bring it on, Jeff.
Yeah. Now, actually, we're going to have a scooter race in the hot tub here.
I know Neil's capable of it. Jerry, what about you?
I'm in. Let's go.
You're in?
Yeah.
All right.
They're in the hot tub.
NASCAR at the sea.
Yeah, we're going to do some warm-up laps here in the hot tub, I believe.
Oh, you guys are in the hot tub, huh?
Of course. All right, yeah.
There's nothing floating in the hot tub, is there?
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
Caddyshack?
Let's just stop. Yeah, quit it. Quit it. You and your baby Ruth jokes. All right, look. Now,
Ruth jokes, that's right, man.
Hey, now, Jeff, tell us.
To it tomorrow. These guys are pumped and ready to go. We had a practice run today and went real smooth, and we're going to line them up tomorrow and go racing.
Yeah, recracingleague.com. You can go there and get information about this event going on in Pompano Beach this weekend. The race is tomorrow, Sunday, right? And today you guys are running practice laps around the wreck of the, what is it, the Tracy?
The wreck of the Tracy, yeah.
So that is the course.
The wreck, and then we have some little side buoys they have to navigate as well to make it interesting to get some of that racing's rubbing. But Joe said no rubbing the funny way.
Yeah, no rubbing or bumping.
No good rubbing is allowed.
Okay, no good rubbing. All right, save that for the hot tub here at Neil's house.
Hey, Jeff.
But that's for later.
That's right. Save that for the hot tub at Neil's house.
Hey, Jeff, when you come tonight, you're going to have to stop and pick up your own diet cream soda. I forgot to get. I know that's your favorite drink.
What, are you out already?
He's drinking low-carb diet cream.
Yes.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah, actually, I've just...
So the party's getting started?
I just got Jerry's first drink. Unfortunately, I couldn't find a little umbrella to go in it, you know. Or not Jerry, I'm sorry, Greg.
Oh, no,
well,
that was Jerry.
Put some Maalox
sure.
in it for him.
Hey. Boy, you guys are going to get a lot of these jokes today, aren't you? Are you used to it, Neil?
Hey, listen... Joe Weatherby wanted me to tell you happy birthday, Neil.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
Now, tell us about this event.
I'll see you guys later on.
You got it, Jeff. You guys are just prepping today, and tomorrow's the race. People can still come out and watch it, right?
Absolutely.
Are you? Hey, Jeff, you're not planning it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's just send everybody to recracingleague.com.
There you go, buddy.
All right.
I'll see you guys later.
You got it. All right. He can't really hear that well on the dive boat. That's the problem here. So we apologize for the technical issues there.
If he's a diver, he can't hear that well anyhow.
Yeah, well, he's going to say.
None of us can.
Yeah, God help him when he turns 70, because he will be totally deaf. Yeah, Jeff can't hear as it is, but God bless him for it. And this underwater scooter race stuff they're doing in South Florida, this is quite a unique event. Have you ever heard anything like this before, Neil?
No, but I think it's really, really cool. Somebody was talking about doing that years ago at Ocean Fest.
Yeah.
And I said, bring it on. I thought it was, like, really cool. Just nothing happened.
Yeah, well, I was at their press event.
Well, you know what?
Night.
It's until recently, scooters weren't all that reliable. Out of about 30 people, maybe one would get across. It would be which one made it to the finish line, who got there first.
It'd be a sport with no second place.
It'd be a race to the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it would just sink. All right. More coming up from the hot tub of Neil Watson. And as we celebrate Neil and Jerry's birthday next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Oh, Neil Watson, Jerry Beatty, Mermaid Tony is here sporting a blue outfit mermaid tail. She's looking good, isn't she, guys?
Looking
you
right.
Enjoying this?
Better
very
than
good.
Nice.
My gift to you for your birthdays are
nice.
Mermaid Tony.
Don't even go there.
Does that mean I have to stay here?
Yeah. Do you have a problem with it? Okay,
this
she's good.
So
see?
Good, actually.
It's about sharing the love, and that's what we're here doing here. At Neil's house, by his hot tub, just
first
kicking back,
I've
relaxing.
First time I've ever had a tail FedEx to my house.
Well, there you go. Exactly. It might not be the last. You never know. This could be the start of a trend. But guys, now, Jerry, I know you went out on Jeff's pleasure boat last night as a little pre-party
yeah,
kind of thing.
Pre-party.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there's so much to do in Fort Lauderdale and Broward County. I've just been busy since I got here. I
mean, yeah.
How can you not be entertained here? But Jeff's got a new gig.
Here comes trouble.
Oh, God.
Captain Slade just walked in.
Captain Slade.
But keep your train of thought going there.
Okay.
There. I got you.
Jeff's got a new
gig. My dog, Mako, knows riffraff.
Jeff's got a new enterprise, Serenity Yacht Cruises. And we chartered his 72-foot yacht, put about 30 people partying hard last night.
Yeah.
Cruising the Intercoastal Canal. Something. Really something.
Yeah, I've toured the boat. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And they just cruise out there for sunset cruises like every day. And
cruise to nowhere.
Yeah. It's a fun little thing to do here in Fort Lauderdale for sure. So if you have any activities that lend itself to an event like that, you can call up South Florida Diving Headquarters and hook it up. SouthFloridaDiving.com is the number or
and
the website. To
also,
get
SerenityYachtCruises.com.
Okay. Well, there you go. Good. Well, so you enjoyed it. And hey, that was that Captain Slate? No, that was Captain Slate. That was his recall system. There we go. How you doing there, Captain Slate?
All right, man. How's it going?
Yeah, well, we were just calling your name over there. Bring him over. We got to get Bruce Purdy from Blackbeard's Cruises.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce has been here since before the thing started.
Captain
Slate
Walt
walks in
here.
And he gets a microphone.
Well,
what's with that?
Bruce, well,
your
recall system just went off.
I'm not going to Whirling in the morning, I'm sure. As is half the party, I'm sure. I guarantee you one thing: if the cops know about this, they'll have 40 cop cars sitting outside your driveway.
All right, that's good.
Turn off those lights.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
All right, so 10 years ago today, we're talking here during the commercial break, and we realized that this is exactly where we were, celebrating Neil's 60th birthday. And Jerry and Captain Slate was doing this 10 years ago.
Open the bridge.
It's like a fine wine. It ages well.
That's
and
true.
It doesn't change or not. It's all good. It's all good. But Captain Slate was pointing that out. He said, we were here 10 years ago, Greg. Remember, you were sitting right there with your hot tub and thing, and you said a four-letter word you're not supposed to say on the radio because you were too relaxed in the hot tub. So this time, I'm trying to maintain some level of decorum by maintaining and bringing in all these other troublemakers that
I think it was the 60th that Walt DeMartini made some comment about farm animals, and you
is that what that might have been? That sounds like Walt.
Young farm animals.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, really.
But
he stopped us then, and he's stopping us now.
I've learned one thing in my 10 years of doing this since the last time we were here, and that was just stop it. Because you know where it's going to go.
Yeah,
and we'll just leave. We'll just move on. For
okay.
Sure. But we got a lot of friends here. Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center just popped in. Bruce Purdy and Peggy, his better half from Blackbeard's Cruises in the Aqua
Cat. As a matter
good
of fact, the most fun we have in the world is with all of us together on the Aqua Cat, man, every
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got to revisit that little adventure, don't we?
I'm sure that's the only trip that they absolutely schedule either Bruce or Peggy or both to be on because of the riffraff that Slate dragged onto the boat.
A boat to continue business
there you go.
This week. Exactly. Well, who can blame them?
Well, Slate's birthday party in January on the AquaCap this year was just over the top. Bruce came out and joined us, and it was a unbelievable birthday party. So as good as this one may be, Slate was right there.
Yes. Well,
I don't think we'll top this one, even though we were on a Cadillac of the sea. But I don't know. Neil's party's kind of turned into historic events.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce, do you have any insight on these two, on Neil or Jerry, you want to share?
The parties here, I mean, they're just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. You could call it trouble, but it's not really trouble. It's a good kind of trouble that they get into and bring everyone along with them. I mean, I'm glad to be here. I'm honored to be here, and I just think this is
nobody's ever got arrested, but I've never been 70 before.
Well, there you go. So there's always a first.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight will be the night.
Yeah, well, either the neighbors are out of town or they're here. They're all invited. That's the secret.
There you go. Excellent, excellent. All right, so we got a lot of special guests here for Neil and Jerry Beatty's birthday. Captain Slate, you just drove straight up from Key Largo. Is that the deal?
I actually got here a little early and went over. My buddy Dave's going to be here tonight with us, and Nancy's in town, so we're all ready. The girl's getting ready for the big event later.
Yeah.
And we had to come over and say, hey.
Yeah. Now, we got a Mermaid Tony out here on display. This is my gift to Neil and Jerry for their birthday.
I'm having a birthday in December.
Okay. All right.
But we can move it up.
You can move it up. Well, we'll see what happens. But we have mermaids and more, and actually we have additional outfits. So if we have anybody that
tonight
wants to put one on, it could happen. Neil, Jerry, Captain Slate, and a mermaid tail.
Yeah, wait a minute.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 148. When blowing chunks, feel free to make a fountain and entertain your dive buddies. Nothing quite says, hey, look at me.
You know what, guys?
Like flashing the hash while in a posed position.
This is not a good look for me!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You're a doctor, right, Nick?
Why, yes, I am.
A doctor who works for Dan.
Right again.
So you've probably gotten asked about being bent, right?
Once or twice. Why, are you thinking you've got DCI?
Nope, I'm feeling fine. But I know a lot of divers sometimes aren't as sure.
You're right. A lot of divers experience symptoms associated with DCI and aren't quite sure what to do with it.
Exactly. So I was thinking that you being a doctor and all, you might run through the signs and symptoms of DCI and what to do if you think you've got it.
I would be happy to.
What's the definition of DCI?
DCI is decompression illness, which is actually an umbrella term that includes both decompression sickness and arterial gas embolism. Decompression sickness is caused by nitrogen bubbles that form at depth and expand as the diver ascends. The expansion causes circulation blockage, which in turn produces symptoms that indicate a problem. An arterial gas embolism is when the lungs overexpand and force air bubbles into the arterial circulation. From there, AGE can enter cardiac or cranial circulations and produce symptoms that mirror heart attacks or strokes.
They sound very different. Why don't you just call them decompression sickness and arterial gas embolism? Why do you throw them both in the same pot?
Because the signs and symptoms of both are really quite similar. And so is the first aid treatment. Medical professionals will need to diagnose which specific form of DCI they're treating, but there's really no difference as far as rescuers and first aid providers are concerned. So rather than waste time trying to differentiate between two conditions that both follow the same first aid protocols and need for medical treatment, we're encouraging divers simply to focus on recognizing the signs and symptoms of overall decompression illness.
So what are the signs and symptoms?
Some of the more common signs include numbness and tingling, joint or muscle pain, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, nausea, difficulty walking, or altered skin sensation.
Dang, I'm bent every morning.
I'm sorry to hear that, but you make a great point. Some of the signs and symptoms can be vague and a bit cryptic. Not to mention, many of us feel aches and pains throughout the course of a normal day. But if you've been diving, you have to think in terms of how you normally feel versus how you feel when these symptoms occur. Sure, most of us are tired after a dive, but generally not to the point we can hardly move, and some sleep usually fixes the problem. If that is not what you're experiencing, it could be a warning sign. Numbness and tingling are generally not among the more common aches and pains, so again, those could be considered warning signs as well. Muscle and joint pain can be two of the trickier symptoms.
Especially when you're working out to get fit for diving. So, how do you know if it's a good ache or a bad ache?
Well, if symptoms occur within 24 hours of your last dive, that's a cause for concern. If you start first aid protocols and find the symptoms subside while on oxygen, only to return when the oxygen is discontinued, that's another cause for concern.
Are there any other symptoms we need to be aware of?
Well, the list I gave you are the most common symptoms, but other DCI signals are rashes and itching, difficulty breathing, visual and speech disturbances, personality changes, hearing loss, paralysis, muscle twitching, and even unconsciousness.
How many symptoms do you have to know you've got DCI?
One can do it. It's rare you'll experience more than a few, though.
So what happens if you do experience symptoms?
The first thing is to recognize and acknowledge that you may be experiencing DCI. A lot of divers go into denial about it, but this is the worst thing you can do. The sooner DCI is diagnosed, The sooner treatment can start and the better your chances of a full recovery.
In other words, swallow your pride.
Pride should have nothing to do with it because there's no shame in DCI. No diver is immune to it. The smart ones know that they get help when they need it.
Just another sports injury, eh?
That's exactly what it is. You wouldn't feel ashamed or hesitate to get help if you twisted an ankle on the basketball court, so why would you if you suffered an injury inherent to our sport?
Okay, so we're not in denial. We need help and we're asking for it. What do we do?
Get on oxygen as soon as possible. We know the use of emergency oxygen is proven effective in helping to treat DCI, so if you have access to it, use it.
And then?
Get yourself to a medical facility and call Dan. The medics on our emergency hotline can walk you through the steps you need to take and facilitate the assistance you need. We can also support the medical staff tending to you if they're not familiar with diving injuries.
What if I don't know where to go?
If you don't know where the closest medical facility is, or you can't transport yourself, call Dan and we'll help you get to where you need to be.
Does having DCI mean an automatic chamber ride?
Not automatically, no. Remember, just because you're experiencing the symptoms doesn't necessarily mean you have DCI. This is why you want to involve medical professionals. DCI can be tricky, so it's best not to self-diagnose or assume what you need.
I've done a chamber ride, and they're not that bad.
You were bent?
No, I was doing a broadcast at Dan, and they got me a ride. It was awesome.
So it wasn't scary?
Nope.
And it wasn't a whole lot of trouble?
Nope.
No one made you feel like you were putting them out?
No, everyone was great.
That's when you weren't sick or scared or in pain.
Are you saying some divers don't call to get help because they think they're going to be bothering someone?
You got it. Divers don't want to believe there's something wrong with them. They don't want to bother anyone. They think seeking treatment is a huge, dramatic deal, when the truth is that the professionals helping them are experts. They'll do everything they can to minimize the drama for you. And if you have any doubt, let me just say on behalf of Dan and the medical professionals, please call us. We'd much rather help you than have you out there in trouble. You are not a bother. You are why we go to work every day.
Ah, that's nice.
But it's true.
Is there anything divers can do to avoid DCI?
As a guarantee, no. But there are ways to reduce the risks. Stay within your dive limits. Do slow, safe ascents and complete safety stops. Take long surface intervals, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, and just take care of yourself.
Anything else?
Yes. Remember that DCI is rare, but anyone can get it. So if you start to experience signs and symptoms, please don't guess, and please don't wait. Get yourself the medical care you'll need.
The signs and symptoms of DCI may be vague, but the steps to take if you experience them aren't. If you have any signs that you may have a case of DCI, seek medical attention and treatment. Smart divers know the earlier they do that, the better off they are. So be one of the smart ones. Take care of yourself and encourage others to do the same. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are going to be back with more live from the hot tub at Neil Watson's house. The whole birthday thing, it's all going to be happening. It's all going to be here live, also in hour number two. And we're talking with some folks from Lumba Resorts. Also, we're talking with Sean Fisher, Mel Fisher's grandson. All that coming up in the next hour of Scuba Radio. We still have to close out this one next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Okay, welcome back to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Julie the Diving Diva. Say hi, Julie.
Hello, everyone. I can't believe we're doing this trip underwater in a hot tub on an equatorial cloud.
The jacuzzi of the Neck on Roquel off the coast of Bimini right now.
I finally have a chance to put a mask on and be underwater.
Hey guys, this is Jeff calling from the bar. This is Captain Cocktail. Could you tell us about some of the sights that you're seeing down there in the bottom of the jacuzzi?
So all I can say is there is a full moon rising, if you know what I mean.
Oh my.
Got a great shot of Greg's belly button.
Things are just cheeky down here in the hot tub.
And yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A little flashback to a broadcast from a previous jacuzzi show. That was on a liveaboard. Today we're at Neil Watson's hot tub. Yes, we in the hot tub. Sitting back, celebrating the birthdays of Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine and, of course, the dive god, Neil Watson.
Greg.
Yes, Bill.
I hate to interrupt, but I want you to know that I searched the archives. There's nothing left that we can play from the last time you were at Neil Watson's house.
Well, of course. So that's why we're doing it live, and it's basically radio without a net. Once it happens, it's gone. So if you're here enjoying the party, trust me, you're enjoying a very you're within friends and within a very privileged group to hear today's show, because anything could happen. We got a mermaid in the hot tub. We have Jerry Beatty kicking back with a brewski or two, celebrating his birthday. As a matter of fact, Jerry and I are going to head out on a liveaboard trip. Our Galapagos trip got rescheduled, and
yes.
We're going to go out in October,
yes.
Right? We just got that confirmed yesterday. A little birthday gift from our friends at Explore Ventures to Jerry. And Clay sends his best. He says, "Happy birthday, Jerry." He goes, "But what do you want? I'm putting you on a liveaboard trip for a week in the Galapagos."
Clay, if you're out there and listening, you are my hero.
Yes. Well, I told him.
You know, my God.
I replied back to him, and I just said, well, I think Jerry would prefer more of his friends stay home and give him free liveaboard trips in the Galapagos. But
I can't endorse that enough there, Greg.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I mean, Galapagos is one of those places you hear about. You see the pictures. You see the videos. And you go, I got to go there.
Absolutely.
But now we're going.
Yeah, we're
really
going to be. Hopefully, we're going to see whale sharks, sea lions, God knows what else.
Yeah.
Once again in October.
I have not seen a whale shark.
I have not either. Well, there you go.
See,
we'll mark that off the list together, hopefully, with our friends from Explorer Ventures there in October. However, we got more to talk about and more to broadcast from the hot tub in hour two, including we're going to Grenada next week, and we got to talk to some people that are already there and going to give us a little preview of what to expect. Also, our friends from Mel Fisher's Treasures down in Key West going to check in, and much, much more from the hot tub here in Fort Lauderdale for Neil Watson and Jerry Beatty's birthday. Stick around. More coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.